Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
That's right, we're back. 5:02 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris program 97.3 The Fan this hour on 97.3 The Fan. Brought to you by the Lake Law Firm. Business owners with 5-plus employees impacted by COVID, you may qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through the COVID ERC program, even if you've received government benefits already. No recovery, no fee. Call the Lake Law Firm, 800-222-9000, 800-222-9000. Go to covidtaxmoney.com. COVID is still amongst us, right?
It certainly is.
God. There's been, I believe, three of the top 15 men's players at Wimbledon all had to withdraw because they tested positive for COVID.
That's not good.
Yeah. So still amongst us. We are amongst you for another hour, a full program today up until 6 o'clock. Then Sammy Lev, that's right, the outstanding pregame show host. He is making quite the name for himself
here in
San Diego as the pre- and postgame show host. You can't go anywhere now around Padre baseball without hearing people buzzing about Sammy Lev.
I used to get more questions about Tony Gwynn Jr., but now I get now more questions get more about Sam Levitt.
Sammy Lev?
I do. That's not a joke.
Sam Levitt hosts the pregame show at a little after 6 o'clock. And then a little after 7 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to have to stay up late like the old days.
Man, what is this?
A 7:10 start tonight at Dodger Stadium. Joe Musgrove pitching against Mitch White. Sorry, but on the surface, that's a game the Padres should win.
Yes.
You got Musgrove, they got White. You got to win that matchup. Manny Machado back in the Padres lineup tonight. He missed 8 games due to that ankle injury suffered in Colorado a week ago Sunday. But he's in the starting lineup tonight, batting second as the designated hitter. Ha-Seong Kim will continue to play third base. And Luke Voit is the odd man out of the Padre lineup tonight.
I would like to stick with that for 1 second, Chris, because I did get a tweet a little bit ago when we were talking about the lineup, and they were asking Brian and Chula, Hosmer over Voit, what are we even doing? And so I bit and I replied, and they did have a good response because I basically said, like, there's a reason for it. Maybe his hamstring is a little bit sore. Maybe it was a scheduled day off. But he did make a good point that Voit just crushed the ball in Arizona yesterday, and he's making good contact. So
Voit has had 2 games in a row that he's hit a ball right to the fence in Arizona and was denied a home run. So, but the fact of the matter is, overall, Luke Voit has not hit right-handed pitching that well this year. And I'm assuming with Joe Musgrove on the mound, Bob Melvin, again, people keep asking, why do the Padres make managerial decisions? Well, they're because that's what Bob Melvin wants to do. I try to guess what he's thinking. And what I'm thinking if I'm Bob Melvin today is that I want my best defensive team out there. I got Joe Musgrove on the mound. I don't need to score as many runs. I don't want to give away any free runs. So I want Eric Hosmer at first base, not Luke Voit.
Is Luke Voit the...
He's not as
inferior?
Good of a defensive. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I've seen him play first base this year, and I've seen him play some good first base
this
year.
Yeah, he's played okay.
But he's not as good as Eric Hosmer, you're saying.
I know. The same Eric Hosmer who cost the Padres the game the other night was the boneheaded play I still don't quite know what was so boneheaded about it, but man, everybody was up in arms over that play at the end of the game on Tuesday night.
I think everybody was just kind of speaking out of hurt because the game ended up that way.
Every time Padre fans are hurt, they scream at Eric Hosmer.
And I also, when plays like that happen, I was watching the game and I just kind of thought, oh man, I know what's happening on Twitter and stuff right now.
Twitter's lighting up.
I know what's happening.
Yeah. All right. The biggest news of the day, though, not Padre baseball, not Padres and Dodgers, but news that USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12. Now, that was reported to be the case the last time we spoke with you about it.
Things are moving quick.
Yeah, Pete, things keep moving along on this program. You got to pay close attention. That is now a done deal. The Big 10 has gone ahead and voted to accept USC and UCLA into the conference. Sources say that this is all going to take place as soon as 2024. Mm-hmm. So there will be no more. Now, the Pac-12 is going to continue to exist, at least for the time being. But without USC and UCLA, I mean, you're talking about the two flagship marquee schools in that conference. Los Angeles, the hub, the whole thing. And now the Pac-12 is down to 10 teams. And there are even reports out there that the Big Ten is pursuing, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah as well?
And I may have seen Arizona State, but I'm not quite sure. I can't find that.
Right now,
tweet.
There's 16. With USC and UCLA, there's 16 teams in the Big Ten. I'm having trouble with the name of these conferences anymore because
it's not the Big Ten.
None of them have already the 12. Number of names they have. Yeah, the Big 12 is 10. The Big Ten is 12. Well, now the Big Ten is 16.
The Pac-12 is now Pac-10.
Pac-12 is 10.
At least the Mountain West doesn't have a number in their name.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you to the SEC and the ACC. I don't know how much larger the Big Ten can get.
Right?
I mean, right now, 16 teams. I don't know how many more they can take in if they take in Arizona, if they take in Utah, if they take in Colorado. But there are people surmising that this is a death knell blow for the Pac-12. That remains to be seen. But as I asked earlier, Scraby, what say you, San Diego State? Because obviously the Aztecs want to get out of the submarine that is the Mountain West Conference, but do they want to jump from that into a sinking ship, which is the Pac-12?
No.
So I don't know. You know, the Aztecs, Boise State, everybody says, well, okay, just put them in the back Pac-12. Well, with all due respect to my Aztecs and to Boise State, those are not USC and UCLA. They're just not. Those two schools are not going to save the Pac-12 if they go to that conference. But to me, the Aztecs have – the move they have to make is either, you know, whatever – if they can make a move. I mean, we just it's not like the Aztecs can just call somebody up and go, hey, we'd like to be in your conference, and they'd say, okay. If that were the case, I would still say the Big 12 is the smarter play.
I was just about to say, because I'm reading an article about that, and they're definitely, according to, I don't know the reporter's name, but according to them, they're saying that the Big 12 is really going after some of these teams right now, and they're trying to get to some of the teams like Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah first before the Big 10 can go swoop them up.
Yeah. I have a feeling there's going to be about four conferences left when it's all said and done. And each of those four conferences is going to have about 20 teams. No, I'm not joking.
No, I know you're not.
And you're going to have like 80 big-time college football schools, 20 in four different conferences. You'll have the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. You'll have 20 teams in each, and there'll be like 80 schools. And if you're not in one of those spots, to me, you can pretty much forget about big-time college football. You can just go ahead and play Division One AA or whatever it is. And I'd hate to see the Aztecs get left out when they just built a new stadium, the whole, you know, commitment to that. And, you know, let's be honest, the whole new stadium, part of that is trying to be attractive, you know, as a college football university. And the Aztecs deserve it, right? They go 12-2 every year. They have a top-notch college basketball program. They have good, solid programs everywhere else. And you got the America's finest city behind it.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be including San Diego State?
I think I think the new stadium is going to help them, is going to get them a hand up over some of the other schools.
I hope so, Scrabby. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll check some traffic. When we come back, Tony rejoins, and Melanie Newman was on earlier. She is a trailblazing female play-by-play broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles, one of only four women play-by-play broadcasters in MLB. She also calls Major League Baseball games for Apple TV Plus. And she is an inspiration to many around her. We will have that visit when we come back. More Gwen and Chris after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, more Gwen and Chris, 5:18 is the time. Earlier, we caught up with Melanie Newman. She is the play-by-play broadcaster, not only for the Baltimore Orioles, but also Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball. One of four female play-by-play broadcasters active in Major League Baseball, an inspiration to many. And as you will see in Tony Gwynn Jr. and mine's interview, there is plenty of reason for that.
Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is Melanie Newman. As I mentioned, Apple TV play-by-play. She also does Orioles TV and radio. She does an excellent job. Melanie, thank you for your time. How are you doing today?
Thanks, guys. I'm good. Just drive into New York, actually. So it's nice to stop moving for a minute.
I believe you have the Mets and Rangers tomorrow?
Absolutely.
So let's start the beginning of your journey. We all know that this is an industry where there aren't a lot of women that get to do what you do. What was the thing that, you know, pushed you towards being a broadcaster in general?
Yeah, I don't really have as direct a path as a lot of other people do. And I think I felt guilty about that for a long time before I just kind of finally realized, you know, everybody has a different approach. And that's why it's really cool to get to hear different voices. I was very introverted as a kid. We grew up at every sporting event possible. We were just outside of Atlanta. We had SEC sports. We had the Olympics when I was a kid. The Braves were obviously everything in the 90s. But I fell more into the writing end of things. I was one of our yearbook editors for 3 years in high school. I did a lot of the photography. I worked with our varsity baseball team in the East Cobb Baseball Complex, just keeping the book, doing various things for them. But it wasn't until I actually got into college that they switched me over to being a broadcast major. It was all the odds and ends. I worked for our sports information department, worked for our student news station as well, and then kind of got thrown out in the universe. And I knew I wanted to be in baseball. And I thought at the time I wanted to be a reporter because representation, that's what I saw as a path. And I got really fortunate that I quit an independent team in the middle of the year, called everybody, and my buddy in Mobile, which of course now they're gone, said, we just fired a girl, and if you want to come in, the job is yours. And so I joined halfway through. Andy Green was actually my first skipper, and they started putting me on air. And he looked at me and said, you're going to do more than just on-field hosting. We're not doing just the pre and post game. I want you to have innings. I want you to be in the booth with me. And it was an uphill battle. I paid my own way to travel when the team was on the road, and drive myself, and still had to do all the sales and other responsibilities while I was on the road. But definitely a start that I wouldn't trade for anything, because the minor league side of it is still so underrated and so special. Yeah.
Melanie Newman, trailblazing broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles, and also does the Apple TV Game of the Week. And 2021, she and Jessica Mendoza called the Dodger-Padre game for ESPN. First time an all-female broadcast team called a nationally televised MLB game. Melanie, I saw the piece on CBS this morning a few weeks ago, and boy, I really enjoyed it, and I watched it over a couple of times as somebody that was a broadcaster myself coming up, and you know, probably didn't have to pay the same dues you did, but you were really touched by this young lady. I believe she was 11 years old, maybe 10, who wants to be a broadcaster, and you kind of took her under your wing. Tell us a little bit about that and what that means to you, to know that you are trailblazing a path for other young ladies behind you.
Yeah, well, so her name is Ellie, and you're right. She's 11, and she's so fearless. Like, I tell people that all the time. If I had half the approach that she already has to life when I was her age, I mean, it would just be limitless what we would all be able to do in this life. And for her, the thing that I love to drive home to people is broadcasting is her retirement plan. She wants to play professionally and then hang up the spikes.
That's awesome.
and get behind a microphone. And I just think it's so cool that, you know, she's not fazed. The numbers, the odds, you know, that you don't belong. She doesn't really see any of that right now. And so last year, obviously I didn't have the Apple gig at the time. And so I worked almost every Orioles game. And I remember getting into the booth that day, and one of our ushers poked their head in and just said, hey, there's a little girl downstairs. She has your name on a poster. Somebody told her that you weren't here today. And the other half of her poster is Trey Mancini, and he's not in the lineup. And so she's kind of feeling bummed. Like, if you can poke your head out and just say hello. And I looked down at the concourse, and there she is. And she just lit up like a rocket when we made eye contact. And I had my boyfriend and his whole family were also at the game. And his mom is a baseball diehard to the core. She was named Katie, and it's very fitting with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But so she saw the little girl in the poster, and their family was actually helpful, because I was trying to find her after the game, and we kept looking and we couldn't find her. And she actually ran into their family, and they said, oh, we're looking. We know exactly you're looking for, you know, we'll get her to you. And ever since then, she's just been a great friend, and somebody who I try to keep up with as much as I can. She's very active. She loves to be in theater, and she's traveling with softball and baseball and doing PA announcing. And, you know, her schoolwork is so important to her, but she's going to do whatever she wants to do in this life. And I feel really fortunate that people have been giving her a platform to kind of tell it from a child's eyes, because I think that's a perspective that we don't often get to have.
It's so important too, Melanie, because I tell people all the time, just getting a chance to see Major League Baseball players up close just changed everything for me in terms of seeing it, being able to dream it. You provided that for her just in your interaction. You said something earlier that kind of just caught my attention. You said you wanted it to be in baseball. What was it about baseball that drew you in, that made you know that was the route you wanted to go?
You know, I wish I could tell you the one finite thing. We had baseball around us. Like I mentioned, East Cobb is obviously a year-round factory for the game. And so it's pretty natural. It's a piece of the fabric where we live in Metro Atlanta. Everybody played. There's fields everywhere. There's tournaments all the time. And I loved that. And, you know, for us, our dad was a really big football guy. And for whatever reason, I wanted to know everything about every sport, but I needed to know everything about baseball. And I didn't realize it. I was kind of dragging him back into the game because after 94, he had walked away for a little bit. You know, it was really hard for him to get back into the game. Here I was, this kid who the Braves can't lose, and I'm clinging to my family's roots in Boston. Like, well, the Red Sox, you know, they could. Like, this could be the year, and everybody looks at me like I'm insane. but, you know, for whatever reason, it just stuck, and my parents were always really good about supporting that and encouraging that. Coach Childress was our head coach at Etowah High School, and he was very encouraging, very inclusive about me having a part there. And I just feel really fortunate that through all my time in it that, you know, I ended up covering every level. I mean, I did high school. I did all the different smaller mid-major college tournaments and, you know, worked my way through single A and double A and everywhere else. And the more that I've gotten through this game and the more diversity that you really see and what people go through just to be a part of the game, it's one of the most beautiful things out there. And I just don't think there's a sport that compares to it.
Melanie Newman, according to Wikipedia anyway, is one of four female play-by-play broadcasters that are active in Major League Baseball right now. Let's just talk about broadcasting in general, Melanie, and your love for that part of it, and you know, who you kind of look up to in that field, and what some of your thoughts on broadcasting are, and your style.
Yeah, I'm a human interest first person, and I think that's a combination of the fact that I did get a start on the reporting end, and then play-by-play kind of came in after. And while I would balance doing both, I also eventually found that even if I had a stretch where I wasn't reporting, those stories don't have to go to waste. You know, you can find moments to weave those into the game while you're calling it. I think there's so much room for growth, and I think there's so much room to grow our audience and to grow the game by how we choose to approach giving it to fans. I think there's some misrepresentation about, you know, it's a dying sport and it's slower and this, that, and the other, but it really is up to who's choosing to present it and how they ultimately give it to fans. And so that's, again, like, I can't identify with hitting 300. Like, I don't think I could even hit the world's slowest pitch with a beach ball, but I get what it's like to go through the more human elements that these players have gone through. And that's why I think when you build those emotional bridges to fans, that's why they come back around. You know, you give them guys and you tell them why it's easy to root for them and why it's collectively therefore so great to root for the team as a whole, because it's a grind. I mean, we're the longest sport by and far. And so it is a challenge to come up with something new every day and to find a way to bring that in. But that's where I also feel fortunate with Baltimore, that when I first was introduced to them and we started talking, I mentioned that I liked to do a little bit of everything. And I really think having a series where I get to be the sideline reporter and the next series I'm play-by-play on radio and then another series is play-by-play on TV, that kind of mix up prevents the burnout, because mentally you're stimulated the whole time getting to change the lens with which you're viewing the game. And that's kind of where I want to keep moving forward. Everybody says, oh, so you're a play-by-play person, you don't want to do this reporting job. No, I love if I get a day on the sidelines to just really dig into the stories. And conversely, I love those big moments where you get to call the home run or you get to call the no-hitter and be there for it. So I think we're just finally getting into that point where we can remove labels from people and just kind of, you cut people loose and you go, okay, we know what you're capable of. Like, let's see all the things you can do.
Melly, I'm going to let you get out of here, but that answer is so awesome, by the way. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy listening to you, because I've had the opportunity to do a POV segment for the Padres where I get to sit down with these guys and interview them as a person. And it does bring so much more for me when I do get on the broadcast, because you can explain it from not just an X's and O's part, but as you said, from a personal standpoint. Melanie, enjoy your work very much. We know you guys can catch her tomorrow on the Apple TV game. Continued success, Melanie, and thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Enjoyed it, Melanie. Thank you so much.
Melanie Newman there on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
An inspiration to many, Melanie Newman right there. We'll come back. Much more Gwen and Chris. Rate the Radio Call, special Thursday night edition. Ahead of Padre Baseball, it's coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, welcome back. 5:37. This is as late as we've been on the air in quite some time. But Padre Baseball does not start for another half hour or so. That's when Sammy Lev, otherwise known to you as Sam Levitt, takes over with the Padre pregame show. And then at 7:10 tonight, it is the fourth meeting of the year between the Padres and the Dodgers. First of a four-game weekend series. First of the final 16 meetings this season still remaining between the Padres and Dodgers. Good news, Manny Machado's back in the Padre lineup tonight. He's batting second. He'll be the designated hitter. Joe Musgrove will start for the Padres tonight, coming off of the lone poor outing he's had all season, a 6-2 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend. Mitch White, 1-1 with a 4.25 ERA, is the no-name right-hander starting for Los Angeles tonight.
No name.
Did I say that out loud?
You did, but that also
nobody,
makes me
nervous.
I hope
nobody tells him.
That makes me nervous.
I hope nobody tells him
about
it.
You're going to fuel his fire tonight.
Can you imagine
to win
on the Dodger postgame show tonight? Oh, some yo-yo
named
sports
Elo
sports broadcaster in San Diego said I was a no-name right-hander. I bet he knows is my name now, pal. All right. Let's check traffic, then. We're going to play you today's Rate the Radio Call, a special Thursday night edition.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the really, really good.
Back to the wall. It's gone. Home run, Garvey, and there will be tomorrow.
To the really, really bad.
Burrow, wide open.
He throws. It's caught. Mixon streaking down the sideline to the 20. Gets a block from Chase and runs it into the end.
We got some radio calls. Gwen and Chris are going to rate them.
A right-handed hitter back in there. Strasburg ready to go.
It's Rate the Radio Call.
A 1-2 pitch slider. Strike three called. A no-hitter.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I hear the Bengals guy, it makes me happy that the NFL is going to be here in 2 months. Because we get more Bengals guys.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. Rate the Radio Call. I go and get some of the best radio calls, or most, biggest radio calls throughout the past week or so. And we're going to visit the College World Series. We're going to visit a Pittsburgh Pirates game, the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup. And then I also found Mariners audio of the brawl that they had with the Angels on Sunday. So something a little bit new, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we're going to start first with Ole Miss and Oklahoma in the College World Series. Ole Miss is leading 4-2 in this game, and they are pitching, and they are already up one game in the three-game series. So here's David Kellum on Rebels Radio.
The Ole Miss fan base is super loud. Two down, 1-2 to Sebastian Orduña. Brandon Johnson stares in to get the signal from Dunhurst. Ready to go again. The 1-2 pitch to the DH on its way. He struck him out on a breaking ball, and the Ole Miss Rebels are your national champions. 4-2, the final score.
All right, so he just does a bunch of that the rest of the time. But there's the call. Tony, you're up first today. It's a Thursday. So 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure. You may. Let's let the drama build, too.
The Ole Miss fan base is super loud. Two down, 1-2 to Sebastian Orduña. Brandon Johnson stares in to get the signal from Dunhurst. Ready to go again. The 1-2 pitch to the DH on its way.
He struck him out on a breaking ball, and the Ole Miss Rebels are your national champions.
I like how he says Sebastian Orduña.
I got it. First of all, I love the twang.
Oh, you have to have it if you're an Ole Miss guy.
You have to have it as an Ole Miss. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Really?
Yes. I felt if that was the last pitch and the last strike of a College World Series ending, I would have liked to have a little more buildup prior to. It was just calling it like it was like one out, and, you know, there's a couple more outs to get in the inning. I love the excitement afterwards, but I would have liked to set it up. Give me some history behind Ole Miss as if this is good. If the last strike happens, this could be what's ahead of us.
Yeah.
I think he missed the mark on that. So I'll give it a 6.5.
Initially, I was like, you're crazy, but then you explained it. Chris, 1 to 10.
6.5. Tony's right on the money. This was not a good call. Now, I'm going to give the guy one slight pass, and that is that perhaps there was a 1-2 pitch before this that was fouled off. And he might have done everything that Tony just said before the other pitch, because he said it's 1-2 again. So I'm giving him that bit of credit. But unfortunately, anything that he said before this call is never going to be heard again, because this is the call that's going to be replayed. So you do have to set it up again, and you have to set it up again and again and again, just to, because for history's sake, this is what's going to be recorded and remembered. So I compare it to the 1-2 pitch from Strasburg and the no-hitter. I get a little more chills listening to myself than I do listening to that guy.
I mean, of course.
That's not of course. If he did a better job, I would probably tell you. But other than the twang, it's a 6.5.
You're right, though. It was 1-2, and then he fouled one off.
All right. Well, so that gives him a little bit of latitude. I changed my score to 6.75.
Oh, he went down.
No, he went up.
Six and three quarters is more than six and a half.
I told you I'm not good at math. I'm not good at math. Thanks.
Who's the guy who invented the light bulb? I don't even know anymore. I was going to call him that, but it's Edison. Too late now. Yes. All right, Edison.
I got to help you when you're trying to make fun of me. I have to help you do it.
You have to assist in him making fun of you because he can't figure it out.
So, hot trade prospect Brian Reynolds of the Pirates had a day yesterday. He had a chance at four home runs.
Is he a hot
runs.
Trade prospect?
Well, now
I thought he just signed a deal.
Brian Reynolds?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Brian Hayes?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was both of them. The bearer of misinformation strikes.
No, again. I was reading a trade article this morning saying that now he's in the month of June, he's hitting over 300. He's looking good, and the Pirates can now trade him for what they probably want to get him for. That's what I read.
All right, okay. Move on.
God,
go ahead.
He is, man, this guy over here.
We're on your
Why
head
is
today,
it this
buddy.
Guy over here? Tony was the one who brought it up and said, no, is he, like, is he a trade piece?
It was me.
Milan.
Tony, oh my goodness.
All right, Pirates' Brian Reynolds. He had a chance for four home runs yesterday. He did not get there, but he did hit three home runs, and this is the three-run home run that he hits in during that part of the game.
6-5 Nationals, two on for the Pirates, one out. Pitch. Reynolds swings and sends one high in the air and deep to left field. Hernandez back to the wall, and there it goes! It's a three-home run game for Brian Reynolds! A three-run home run to put the Pirates in the lead in the seventh. His first career three-home run game.
All right, Chris, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Well, this guy making the call is a victim of his own success. I'm assuming it's the same guy that called the Jack Sawinski three-home run game from a few weeks ago. And his call on the Jack Sawinski walk-off third home run of the game was like, we gave that a 9, a 10. This one didn't come close to that. Now, I know this isn't a walk-off, but he seemed a little bit surprised by this home run. He didn't seem to set it up anywhere near as well as he did the other one. When Sawinski hit that third home run, he was incredulous that this could be the third home run of the game. I think you have to have a similar feeling for Brian Reynolds. As he said, it's his first time in his career he's done that. You don't expect a three-run home run game. So I'm going to give him a 7 just because he was so good on the other call.
All right, Tony, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I agree. 7. I mean, and it may be, as Chris said, it's a victim. Joe's a victim of his own success, of his own call earlier in the year on a similar situation. But it did seem like there was a little bit left on the table there. So, yeah, I agree. I'll give it a 7.
Left a little meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather hear the Avalanche game-leading goal, or would you rather hear the benches clearing brawl call first? It's a pick-your-own. It's a pick-your-own adventure.
Are we going to hear them both?
You are, but I don't know which one you want to hear first.
The Avalanche.
Okay,
we'll save the brawl.
Okay, the brawl's saved. Now, I can't remember what night. Was this Tuesday night? Monday night?
Maybe Monday night.
All right. Well, the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup, and they were playing the Lightning. Here is the goal that put them ahead and ultimately won them Lord Stanley.
Down the wall, sent the other way by Manson, hit a body, kept alive, and Nathan MacKinnon got a stick in the way. Now they get tangled up again behind the plate. 3-on-2 for the Avalanche. Manson, MacKinnon back for Manson. Tapped over. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson, and MacKinnon has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead. It's his 8th of the postseason.
I'm just going to cut off the color analyst because we don't need the stats. But, Tony, you're up first here. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Give it to me again.
I'll play the first part.
Just play the first part.
Hockey calls are very strange. They're very hard to
get. By the way, the game was on Sunday, just so we
It was on Sunday?
Yeah. Time flies.
Man. All right, here we go.
Down the wall, sent the other way by Manson, hit a body, kept alive, and Nathan MacKinnon got a stick in the way. Now they get tangled up again behind the plate. 3-on-2 for the Avalanche. Manson, MacKinnon back for Manson. Tapped over. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson, and MacKinnon has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead.
I'm sorry, but if your last name's Manson, that's rough. Because the only thing I think of is Charles Manson when I hear Manson.
Of course, you only think of Charles Manson.
Because you watch that stuff all the time.
I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the other day. I love that movie. Really hilarious.
That's pretty
anyway,
good.
1 to 10, Tony, rate that radio call.
I give it an 8. That's pretty good. I don't know exactly how to... You know, with everything that went on, I know there's a little tangled up. I can't quite envision. I can't quite envision
stick.
It. He lost somebody. Lost a stick. A puck hit a body. But listen, hockey calls, especially on goals, are some of my favorites. Just the build up, the excitement. They got the 3-on-2 there. You can see the puck go. Or in your head, you can envision the puck going from one stick to the other, and then the quick one timer there.
Charles Manson skating down the ice.
I like the way he kind of elongated whoever's last name that was who scored the goal.
Luckinen!
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Chris, 1 to 10 rate that radio call.
What about Marilyn Manson? You don't think of him.
You're right. I should have. I like his music. I know he's a terrible human being, but I like his music.
All right. Manson, the last name, just... doesn't lend itself to great human beings. Is that what you're saying?
It sounds like it.
Anybody out there whose last name might be Manson?
Manson's real name isn't Manson, though.
Oh,
it's like,
fair enough.
His name's like George or something.
Fair enough. This is a 6 for all the reasons that Tony said. We couldn't figure out what in the world was going on at the beginning of that call. The puck hit the board. It hit a leg. A stick broke. There was tangles. It was a mess. It was a complete mess of a call. And I'm sure that this guy would love to have it back because, like the old Miss call, this is going to go, you know, on record for the rest of history. He did pick up the 3-on-2, but he didn't have any excitement with the 3-on-2. And having called hockey as much as I did, there are 3-on-2s that look like they might be something, and there are 3-on-2s that really don't look like they're going to be much. And this sounded like one that wasn't going to be much. And the next thing you know, the guy put it in the net. Then he said it was a work of art, and I remember the goal. It wasn't a work of art. It was kind of a fumbled pass, kind of a weak shot. I don't think it described what happened very well. And I think when people play this back forevermore and have this voice call over it, it's not going to match up very well.
All right.
So
by
only
the way,
a 6.
Marilyn Manson's real name is Brian Warner, not
Brian Warner.
Catchy.
Okay.
It wasn't George before anybody tweets me, okay?
Oh, they will.
Now, on Sunday, the
too late.
Angels and the Mariners, they got into a brawl. We've been talking about it all week. I've seen highlights of it all week. Well, here is the radio call of that moment on Mariners radio.
Who?
Oh, Mariners.
Okay.
I was like, what just happened?
I was just going to say who, which
Mariners
side.
Okay, Mariners side.
Teeners the pitch, and it's inside, and that hits Winker. And Andrew Watts hits him, and Watts has to go, and so does Phil Nevin. Winker walking slowly out in front of home plate, and now he's getting chirped at by the Angel players. Winker going over toward the dugout, and both benches are emptying. Winker going to the Angels dugout. He is right in there. They're starting to throw punches. Holy smokes, we got a full melee going on in the on-deck circle. Everybody throwing punches. Angels out there, Mariners out there. And that was inside. It hit Winker. Winker had a few words with Stassi, walked over to the dugout, and now the umpires have their hands full trying to separate guys. Holy smokes, we have a melee in the on-deck circle. Guys are still fighting one another. They're still going at it. They're trying to separate players in the middle of the scrum, but this is one of the
all
worst.
All right,
he
just goes on telling everybody how it's going. But that was, I thought, pretty good. And we just needed one more of these.
Holy shnikes!
In the middle of that, because that was a pretty good call. So, Chris, you're up first. 1
yes.
to 10, rate that radio call.
I was going to give it a 9 after the first holy smokes, we've got a melee. After the second holy smokes, we've got a melee. I dropped it down to a 7.5. It was very good at the beginning. The description was excellent at the beginning. I've called a few fights in my day because I did hockey. Now, hockey brawls are not quite the same.
Strasburg ready to go.
All right, stop it. Hockey brawls are not the same as baseball brawls because there's not quite as many participants. But I think you have to still describe it to the best of your ability what's going on.
So what would you have said?
Well, I think you get you've probably got binoculars out. You get down in there and you're saying, hey, Mike Trout just pulled Justin Upton out of the pile.
Okay.
Whatever it is you got to say. You know, he said punches were being thrown, and that was really the only description we got. The rest of it was just a big melee and a bunch of people, and then he said, holy smokes, we got a melee and punches are being thrown again. I think you got to – it would have been tough because it's baseball and there's a lot of guys running around in there, but I think you got to try to describe a little bit more of what was going on because this wasn't just pushing and shoving. There were actual fights going on. So that's why I give it a 7.5. It's a hard one, though.
Did you guys see Shohei Ohtani's involvement in this whole thing?
Did you see his translator's involvement?
I did not. I saw him
that
just kind
hilarious.
Of hanging out on the fringes, just kind of
He grabbed somebody, and his translator was like keeping an eye on him. I'm like, this is as much as you're going to do, Shohei.
Wasn't there another translator who got a suspension?
He got suspended, yeah.
He got suspended.
Yeah. So Shohei's translator was kind of
smart and trying to
stay out of it.
Yeah. Tony, 1 to 7. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I'm going to give it an A. It sounded like Rick Riz.
Rick Riz, yeah.
That's who it sounded like. I like the call. I think Chris is right. You could have done a little better of describing, but there's so much going on. I think the trick is to just identify the action. Forget everybody else because there's a bunch of melees going on. So just kind of pick out, you know, little scrums where you can make out who. That's the other thing is probably was hard to make out who was entangled with who while they were out there. But I'll give it an 8. It was a good call.
All right, that was our Rate the Radio Call, special Thursday edition, and we have a couple of minutes extra here on the program. We welcome you back into the studio, Chris Ello. Matt Scraby, together here in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us there, and, of course, he's in L.A. He'll be calling the game tonight. Who's with him tonight? Do we know if it's Jesse or Scan?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to all wait and find
out
together.
Give me a second.
Sammy Lev will have the pregame show coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 7 or 8 minutes. But it's game one of the four-game set. Dodgers are a game and a half up on the Padres right now in the National League West. So the Padres, bottom line, got to take 3 out of 4 this weekend if they want to come home in first place on the 4th of July.
It is Bob Scanlon and Tony Gwynn Jr.
It will be
tonight.
Bob tonight. Yep. All right, yes. Good. Well, they'll have a good time. And hopefully after the game, Mike Clevenger won't be doing an interview and say, Bob's talking up in the booth, and then confuse Bob Scanlon with Bob Brenly.
Yeah.
That's still one of my – I tell you, I'm really happy with Mike Clevenger right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he stuck up for the whole ball club.
Oh, he totally did. And San Diego.
Absolutely. I mean, Mike Clevenger fighting for everyone there and saying, look, you know, we're not going to just let some guy, you know, loose lip, you know, say whatever he wants up in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, about our team and the players on our team. So good on you, Mike Clevenger, for standing up there and But I think when he first said Bob, there might have been some people who thought he was referring to our Bob.
I don't know.
I didn't see that either. Yeah. I immediately knew he was referring to Bob Brenly. But
yes, we cleared that up here. Yeah.
Yes, but that's just because Bob Brenly is Bob Brenly. by the way, one other Padre note. I'm going to just say this.
Oh, no. What are you about to say?
I'm just going to say it, and then you move on.
Oh, my
gosh. Don't you comment on this.
Oh, gosh.
Tomorrow, the Padres are releasing their City Connect uniforms, right?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Don't comment. Just let it be said.
Tomorrow. Where'd you learn this?
I don't know. Because I haven't seen them, and I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I thought tomorrow was the day that they're supposed to be released. Officially.
Apparently so.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing the official ones. I'm finally going to see the official ones.
I've not seen anything yet.
You won't. You refuse to look at what I show you.
I refuse to look at Twitter or anything else.
Yeah.
Let's pause now for station identification on the San Diego Padres Radio Network. Always
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. For the best Padres talk in San Diego, listen to the John Quintero Show. Weekdays from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. An Odyssey station.
Who made that promo? That's the first time I've ever heard of it. For the finest in sports talk entertainment, listen to the John Quintero Show. Hey, with all due respect, Coach,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.